From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Timber harvesting, hauling, and processing businesses can now apply for grants to offset financial losses suffered during the pandemic. The USDA is providing up to $200 million in total relief to help timber businesses. Firms that suffered revenue losses of 10% or more in 2020 may now apply for grants until October 15th of this year. USDA's Economic Research Service, which does an annual assessment of global food security, estimates there are 1.2 billion food insecure people this year, an increase of 32% from 2020. AgriMarketing.com reports this means about 31% of the population in the 76 countries covered by the study aren't getting the 2,100 calories they need on a daily basis. About 72% of them are in Asia and 21% in Africa. ERS forecasts the food insecure population will drop to 638 million people by 2031. The recent confirmation of African swine fever in the Dominican Republic was the first in the Western Hemisphere in 40 years. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says while the ASF findings are concerning, the U.S. is well prepared and extensive safeguards are in place to protect the health of our swine herd. But Hallstrom emphasizes this does heighten the need for U.S. regionalization protocols that would allow exports from non-impacted areas to continue in the event of a U.S. outbreak. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.